Man, awesome day. Start by wishing my oldest child happy birthday. My oldest son is 18 today. Just as a parent, man, that's a wild thing. But on the business, good team effort. It was going to be required. I like to know Blink and supportive approach of the team in all three phases. You know, we all had our moments where we didn't get it done, but we all had moments where we uplifted the other phases, and that's what team is. Did what we had to do tonight, man, to get it done. Guys made plays, and you know, I think about the young guys that had positive contributions, guys like Jalen and guys like James Washington. I can't say enough about their contributions. Bumps and bruises associated with play. We had a number of guys go down in the game, but we're able to come back into the game. I think Bud was the only guy that didn't finish, and I think that could be characterized as a bone bruise, but I'll give you more information as we get it. Tonight, we're just appreciative of the efforts and thankful to get the win and assess it and get ready to move on to the next challenge that this journey presents us. Questions?
Mike, because of the opponent and the history there, does this feel bigger than the average regular season win?
It felt big because of our present circumstances. You know, we like to believe that we're the common denominator in all stories involving us. And it was less about the opponent and more about, you know, particularly how we have played of late in terms of having an opportunity to finish games. And so I think the significant element is not about who we played. It's about us overcoming the things that have been issues for us in recent weeks. Particularly, we were able to end the game with the defense on the field. And, you know, that's significant.
Coach, talking about that, the three straight losses, how does these changes your guys mentally prepare you for the next 2 weeks, especially going against the Saints next Sunday?
You know, we're not worried about that. We're really just assessing what happened here today. We'll get ready to move on to the Saints tomorrow. We're appreciative of the efforts that allowed us to get the necessary win today.
Mike, what was it about your team that you didn't blink in turning to Jalen after he didn't get it done much last week? Chris, after he missed the field goal, your defense after they gave up the touchdown. That those, all, you know, you showed faith in all three of those elements.
You have to. You know, that's just the nature of this thing. It's easy to display faith and talk that camaraderie stuff when things are going well. Sometimes you got to cut your eyelids off when you want to blink when it gets thick. And we talk openly about that, and we try to display it and live it. And you only get to do that when you're in these type of moments. So you want to embrace those challenges.
Mike, based on the last two games, could you have ever expected your defense to hold this offense led by Brady to 10 points?
Again, it's about us, you know, and about how we perform and what it is that we do. We take that approach, that ownership approach. That way we're not wishing and hoping. And so we played better today, so the result was better today. But with all due respect, the quality of the opponent, we acknowledge that. But we play good quality opponents every week. There's no homecomings in the National Football League, man. If you're not playing a ball, anybody that you can play can whack you. It's just how it goes.
Joe Hayden played some A-ball, Mike, especially high-pointing that interception over Gronk and Edelman. Could you describe the degree of difficulty of that play by Joe Hayden?
You know, man, Joe's a special guy. You know, he just really is. He's got special talents, but, boy, his just approach to it day in and day out. He's a compass, a steadying influence for a young secondary, or particularly young cornerback position, those around him. We ask him to do a lot of things beyond, you know, A, B, and C. He does it all with a smile, so we're glad he's a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Coach, to piggyback on that, Mike, could you say that Hayden has a real steadying influence for your younger defensive backs?
Without question. But, you know, Morgan Burnett, also, you know, we're a team that primarily builds our team through the draft, and we supplement with free agency. You know, those are two guys that we acquired through free agency, man, that are good components of a group, and they provide leadership, and they, you know, they do the things that Steelers do, and so we don't take that for granted.
Mike, you know that some defense was key in these games, especially the defensive line, and having some offensive line penalties against the Patriots. That was maybe the difference for you guys today?
you know, we realized that we might not be able to sack them, you know, 5, 6, 7 sacks or whatever, the things that kind of define the good rush games, because they are good and he is good, both physically and schematically. So we talked openly about pressure and kind of winning those moments and creating plays in those moments. And, you know, the sack total wouldn't necessarily reflect the effectiveness of the group. And so, you know, the numbers probably aren't what we would define as a dominant rush performance, but we had those moments, and those moments were big. Those moments created the rush that allowed Joe to make the interception you spoke of. And so, you know, together, rush and coverage, we eat.
What allowed you to keep Gronkowski in check most of the game, Mike?
We mixed a variety of people on him and concepts on him, but, you know, he had his moments. I mean, there was a possession down in that red zone before Joe's, I think, interception that he converted, and I think we had two people assigned to him. He's a special guy, but so is 12, and we have a special tandem.
Mike, after Chris missed the short one, could you speak to what was running through your mind? What you were you weighing? You know, should I send him out for this long one, or was it an immediate decision?
I made that decision when I walked into the stadium with him, that he was our kicker and that I wasn't going to play that second-guessing game today. That we evaluated that process in a very thorough manner prior to going into the stadium. We had a great deal of comfort with the route that we chose to take. We described that route to you guys intimately, and so I wasn't going to get in the stadium and do that. He was our kicker from start to finish, and, boy, I liked the way he came back and banged that next opportunity, and that's what this thing is about. This thing meaning the game of football at this level. You're going to be tested. We're going to be tested. Sometimes you're going to fail, man. You better pass enough of them.
I want to get to you in terms of all this stuff that's been swirling around, but you yourself seem to be a steadying influence on your team and what's going on. So how do you keep yourself calm and steady and just...
Man, I've been doing this 12 years. This is not my first rodeo. That's how, you know. But when you're talking to Jalen Samuels and guys like that, man, they were in elementary school when I started doing this. So, you know, such is life.
Mike, was it difficult to take Artie out of the game almost immediately as you did?
No, and that play wasn't even his fault. So I think I want to be clear in saying that. That play that we gave up was not his fault. I accept responsibility that it's our fault. I was too busy arguing a sequence of events prior to that, really, to make sure we had proper communication in that sequence. So we essentially spotted him 7. No reservations about that. Artie had a good week's prep. Just really felt good about 24 and his ability to kind of do some of the veteran things that's going to be required when you're jockeying and playing a pace game versus a group like that. And so appreciate Artie's efforts. He had a good week's work. Just as we got into the game, and particularly after we gave a play up early, I thought 24 with his veteran experience would be a little bit more steady.